Okay, this is May 2nd, and the topic this month, is, or at least this week, is witness.
Is what?
Witness. Good evening.
Good evening.
Well, before we say anything else, I would like to say that last week I was so overwhelmed, I think. I was so loving the whole class because each and every one of you ask intelligent questions, and it made me feel that you're learning something. The questions, I thought, were wonderful last week. So you have to pat yourselves on the back and know that you are. This is slowly seeking into you, seeping into you. So thank you for that.
Thank you for you.
Well, I think it's wonderful. When you see, when I saw it in the class, I saw everyone grow. So it was wonderful. So it helps, yes, it helps me too, because it's nice to know that the message is being translated out there somehow. Well, that works. So as usual, nice to see so many gods and goddesses in one room. And I do hope that that's finally sinking in to your consciousness, that you are part of this whole thing. We are not separated from the universe, from God, from each other. We're all connected. And everything is working for good. Everything is working for good. And in your own life, or in your own body even, always remind yourself that everything is working for good. Your body's not breaking down. It's not doing this, that, and the other thing. It's working for good. But I think we're so conditioned to think at a certain age you fall apart or something. When they find out how old I am, a doctor or something, he's ready to put me in a home. And he wants to know why I don't have this, that, and the other thing. I said, I don't have that stuff, and I'm not planning on having any of that stuff, thank you. You have to make up your mind not to go down that road. And if you watch that television set, they set you up for every ailment that you have. And they go through the whole thing, and I just, when I watch that stuff, I say, look what they're doing. They're conditioning people to all the tragedy that's out there, all the stuff. You have to remember that it's not necessary to have disease. We just thought we had to do something, and so to punish ourselves, and it's not necessary. It's not necessary. You cannot tell me that this thing called God said, oh, I'll make all these wonderful human beings, and then I'll inflict them with every disease known to man. It doesn't make sense to me. Now, people do that, but that's them. And I don't care, you know. Let them have their own way. As long as I can keep myself and keep thinking healthy thoughts, and that age has nothing to do with anything. Yes, we slow down. Yes, we do that different thing. But it doesn't mean we're falling apart. And they want you to think that you're falling apart. You are not falling apart. Okay? Make sense? All right. Tonight we're going to talk about witness. And the word witness, you know what a witness is. Somebody who sees things. And I can add to that and say, become a witness to your own thinking. Become a witness to your own thinking. You have to be able to see your thoughts and to be able to correct them and change them at any time. They're just thoughts, people. Don't give them any authority whatsoever. Remember Ernest Holmes said, learn to think the thought that you want to think. Very difficult to do and stay with, because we're bombarded all the time, absolutely bombarded with things. So we do not watch our thinking. But if you settle down and watch your thinking, you can see the witness. You can see something here looking at you. And that's a witness to your life. That's a witness to your to everything. It's a witness to everything. It's a witness to your reality and all that kind of stuff. And once you realize that, you can change that. But you're always just being a witness to something. You see? Remember I told you when I go to the land of Nod, I go with the idea that I'm on a fact-finding mission. And I just collect facts. I don't let them upset me. I don't get disturbed with what they're doing and all. I let those people do what they want to do. I become a witness to my thinking, and I become a witness to their thinking. And that's what we're trying to do. Witness what is going on inside of your mind, in your thinking. So we can all learn to do that. And it is difficult, I will tell you that, because I had difficulty with it. Because I think I'm on the straight and narrow, and I think I'm thinking correctly, and then zap, my mind goes crazy. But I witness it, and I say, oh, that's what my mind is doing. We have to always come back to that idea that you are not your mind. Your mind is yours to use. And you see, the mind tries to convince you that it is you. You are not your mind, people. You are not your mind. I said that in a class years ago, and some girl said, well, I may not be my mind, but I'm my hair. You know how women take such good care of their hair, but I'm my hair. You're not any of those things, people. See what your mind is doing. Just look out. From in here, look out and see what's going on. Just witness everything that's going on in your life. And if you don't like what's going on, you can change it. That's the thing that most people don't realize. You can change anything that's going on in your life. Anything that's going on in your life, you can change. And you change it by first noticing or witnessing what you were thinking. And once you have that little trick down, you can start to see life differently. And you can control your own thinking. You have to control your thinking, or your thinking will control you. That's all. Excuse me. That's the way that one works. And many people think they can't control their thinking. Oh, I have all these thoughts. I have this. They're just thoughts. Just let them go. Don't get involved with them. Don't attach yourself to thoughts that you don't want. Do not attach yourself to those thoughts. If you want a good outcome, you must think a good outcome. You can't let your mind say, oh, it's never going to work. This isn't going to happen, and blah, 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 whatever your mind is telling you. You have to say, no. I know the premise is, what I think about, I bring about. And I'm going to start thinking of what I want to bring into my life. Nothing wrong with saying that kind of thing. What am I bringing in to my life? That's all it requires. So, when I was a child, we were taught, don't you have a conscience? Remember? I never hear that anymore, conscience. Well, I'm sure that conscience that they were talking about then is the idea of becoming a witness to your own thinking, because it was supposed to keep you out of trouble or tell you to do the right thing and all. And with when you become a witness to your thinking, you can control your mind. And you can say to your mind, I don't want to go there. I don't want to think that thought. Here's where I want to go, and here's the thought I want to think. And then you implant that in your mind. It's just learning. And most of life and thinking is habit. And some of the habits are good and some of them are bad. If you have a bad thinking habit, stop it. Just change it. Just change it. I don't know how many people here saw the movie Bridge of Spies. There was a man in there. Did you see him? Mm-hmm. The man who, whenever they would do anything, they would say something to him, he said, "Oh, would it help?" If he got up, "Aren't you going to get upset?" he said, "Would it help? Aren't you, would it help?" Most of this stuff doesn't help us. We just fall into line and get crazy because we see other people doing that and getting crazy. But it doesn't help, does it? All the yelling and screaming will not help. All the gnashing of teeth will not help. It's your mind. And you must become a witness to what you are thinking. It sounds strange, but that's what it's all about. So you can witness what's going on in your mind. And once you learn to witness it, you can change it so that it's just not an automatic response to everything. And we've been taught to automatically respond to things. And we do not have to do that, you know. We do not have to do it. They're manipulating us all the time. The world is always manipulating us. It wants us to think what it thinks. And there again, we can go back to the idea that I am in this world, but I am not of this world. You must never be of the world, people. Because look what it teaches the world. You know? Ridiculous. The world is still teaching war, people. After all these centuries, why would we be teaching war? And I think I've told you before, when I was in Washington, D.C., I was absolutely appalled, I'll use that word. There's a college there called the War College, where they send people to teach them war. Now, where's the Peace College? Doesn't exist. But the War College exists. So now we know what war is. And it was, war used to be just absolutely dreadful. Christ, they just lined up and shot each other. You know, now it's ridiculous with the new drones and all the new technology and so forth. It's even more, it's just that. None of it makes any sense to me. None of it makes any sense. And how can we take young people and say to them, we are going to put you in war college and you're going to learn to fight for this country. I love this country. I don't want to fight for it, though. No, I don't want to fight for this country. I think we should teach peace and not, let's stand up to this one, this one, and this one. Awful lot I know going on out there. How do we solve it? I have no idea, except we must love them, we must love ourselves, we must love everything that's going on around us. And let them go and do all that craziness that they do. But in this day and age, for governments to have standing armies is ridiculous. Now, I do realize that one of the reasons, not only to protect the country, why we have all these military people, it's employment. It's employment. Where would these people be employed if not there? So, seems to me we could evolve past that too, don't you think? We don't need... How many people here still think that we need a standing army to protect ourselves?
I think you do.
You do? Okay. Well, that's good. But you went through a lot, and we didn't. So we have a different opinion there. You know, you saw the war. I never saw the war. So I don't know the devastation and so forth. that was what went on. I had some statistics in my head. I forget where I was reading this. Maybe about the Marshall Plan. Anyway, the animals and everything else that got killed during the war, during the Second World War, was ridiculous. 18,000 horses were killed. Russia suffered the most during the war because it had a larger population than most people, but it lost 10 million people. Russia lost 10 million people, plus all the Jewish people. 10 million Jews were burned up and all. I mean, it's ridiculous that we let that kind of stuff go. Now, we do heal ourselves and we heal from that, but I think it's ridiculous that we had to go through it in the first place. What good did it do? It didn't do anyone any good that I know of. The wars, there used to be a sign in the 70s, wasn't it? Or maybe it was the 60s. War is not healthy for children and other living things. Do you remember that sign?
But until the world raises its consciousness,
yes,
a standing army is necessary.
Yes.
And the world has to raise its consciousness.
So we're responsible for that, so we have to witness. When I have a thought going on in my head, oh yes, we need the war, I have to change that right away. Or we need this, I have to change what my thinking is. Because we're completely conditioned.
Mm-hmm.
We're completely conditioned. And we must stop being conditioned by outside influences. We must condition our own mind. And we must seek love and peace and understanding everywhere. Everywhere. I was talking to a friend of mine the other night. She said, well, what have you done, or what are you trying to accomplish in your lifetime? I said, one thing I'm trying to accomplish is if I can just become a nice person. If I can just become a nice person. That's all I want. I don't have to become spiritual. I don't have to become anything. But become a nice person. You see? I think that's a wonderful goal, to become a nice person. So just work on becoming a nice person. Everyone wants to be spiritual. They want to be this. They want to be that. But I know a lot of spiritual people are not nice. They are not nice people. So we have to think of it. Bringing into mind my friend, the shaman, he is a nice person. Except when he gets in the car. I just don't go with him anymore. I was just yelling and screaming, and that was that guy's going mad. Look at this! Oh my God! He's so down on everybody when he's in the. When he's not behind the wheel, he's the nicest person you ever want to meet. Everyone falls in love with him. But he doesn't know he does that. He has never become a witness to his own thinking. And you must know what you're thinking. And if I have many, many bad thoughts, I don't claim them. Just don't claim them, they come through it. That doesn't make me not a nice person. I just say, no, I'm not thinking that thought. Where did it come from? I don't know where it came from. I don't care. But I became a witness so that I can see what my mind is doing. Because in your lifetime, mind is the only thing that you have. It's the only thing is your mind. And you can change it and do different things with it. So you're the one who has to become a witness. What is my mind doing to me today? That's what I say to myself. Can I go through this? Can I live past this? Absolutely I can. And do I feel better about it? Absolutely. Why do I feel better or know that I feel better? Talk to the people in the land of Nod. They're mean. They're hateful people. And they're all Christian. And they're not pretty Christian, yeah, but they don't know that. In church, they sing and they do all this. As soon as church is over, they did you see what she was wearing? You're not there to see what you're wearing. But I know when I grew up as a child, going to church was a fashion show. Everyone had to have something different on a Sunday. You couldn't wear the same thing or somebody would tell you. You know? Which was not nice of people either. But they didn't know. They didn't know. It's your mind that is doing everything in your life. You cannot blame it on anything or anybody else. And as soon as you grasp that, I am the cause, under my own experience, I am causing what's going on in my life. I'm causing what's going on around me and around me. You have to take responsibility for that. And that does not mean that you beat yourself up and get nasty or whatever. Just means look at it. Observe it. Become a witness to it. And if you don't like what you're witnessing, change it. That's all. Just change your life. Isn't that one of the tenets of this teaching? Change your mind, change your life, change your mind, change your life. But everyone wants their life to change without changing their mind. You have to change your mind. You have to see things differently. You have to become a witness to your thinking. And then you say, ooh, look what I'm thinking. I don't want that. I do not want that. Here's what I want. And then tell your mind what you want. Tell the universe what you want. The universe will always listen to you and will always back you up in everything, and it will reproduce your thoughts. It will put clothes on your thoughts. You know? And then they start to get heavy enough that you start to see them. And they get dense. But it's done with watching and witnessing what is going on. What reaction do you have to different people? You know, we were taught to have different reactions to different things. But we can change those too. When you change your mind, when you change your thinking, when you become a witness to what you're doing, you can change it. You do not have to stay in that same pattern all the time. And so many people say to me, oh, well, you're spiritual, that's why. I have no idea if I'm spiritual. That's not my goal in life. I assume that everyone is spiritual. You see? But that's not a goal of mine, to become spiritual. What am I going to become spiritual? Grow wings and fly away from here? No, I'm more concerned. What is my mind doing? What am I witnessing in this lifetime? That I can change. I can change. And when one person changes, the next person, and we get enough people changed, the whole world changes. The whole world changes. But the present moment, we're living in this world that we did not make. We did not make the world we're living in. It's all the bad arrow thoughts. Era. I don't say that right, do I? Error. Got it. Error thoughts. So we don't want these error thoughts going on in our thinking. We want to know that we're okay. You have to do that to yourself. Every day you have to tell yourself you're okay. That you're one with the universe. That the universe is proud of you. That the universe wants you to succeed. These are the thoughts that you want in your mind. So that you can witness them. Instead of that their mind is, oh yeah, well that works for other people, but it doesn't work for me. You see, everything works for you. And I used that even when I was a child. I always remembered what God can do for others, God can do for me. And that stayed with me all my life. And I absolutely, firmly believe that, because God does not show favorites. What God can do for one, God can do for all. So, how do we do that? By changing our thinking. By changing our thinking. Remember a couple of weeks ago, that young man that I do telephone consultations with? For the first, and when I say telephone, you know how many years I've been working with this guy? Over 20. And he said, oh, last week was the first time I heard I mattered. He knew the rest of them. He knew worthy and deserving, totally level, but he never heard that he mattered. And that was an aha experience for the young man. Now he realizes that he matters. You see, every one of us must realize that we matter. We matter not only to ourselves, we matter to this thing we call God. God would be totally incomplete without each and every one of us. God needs each and every one of us. It's our individual consciousness collected together that created this thing called God. You see how that works? So we want to become a witness to our thinking, so that we can see what our mind is doing to us. Most people have no idea what their mind is doing to them, because they don't know that their mind is not theirs. They think, oh, if I think this thought, I have to act upon. You don't have to act upon anything that comes through your mind. If I act on all the crazy things that came through my mind, they'd have to lock me up. So learn to think the thought that you want to think, and become a witness to that thinking. That's all life is about. And it's a do-it-yourself project. Life is a do-it-yourself project. It's also a total inside job. It's an inside job, that's life. It's what you're thinking. It's what you're doing with yourself. And why can't most people do all this stuff that I'm talking, become a witness? Because they're punishing themselves in some way, usually. They think they deserve that. I did something when I was a child. I did this, that, the other thing, you know. God holds nothing against you. Do you remember does anyone remember what God does? Besides love. God makes all things new. So give up on any of those thoughts. Forgive yourself. God will make it all new for you. God doesn't say, oh, I did that yesterday, I'm going to repeat it today. No, 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 no. Doesn't work that way. You're doing it. Forgive yourself. Give yourself credit. Pat yourself on the back. Stand up and say, I am a wonderful human being. I am a wonderful human being. And that's usually all people want to hear. You know, if you want to make friends with people, tell them, oh, you're a wonderful human being. They've never heard that before. And they may think other people are wonderful, but most people don't think that they are wonderful. And you must learn to do that, and to know that you are a wonderful human being, and don't let your mind talk you out of it. You see, easy, a little difficult sometimes, but if we keep working on it and you stay around people of like mind, you can be accomplished. But we have to be alert. And we have to see, what is this mind of mine doing? What is it thinking? Is it witnessing? Am I a witness to my own thinking? And you are a witness to your own thinking, but you have to know that, you have to see that, you have to feel that, and you have to be able to change it. You see? And that's all life is change. You see? Change, change, change. Course in Miracles. By the way, I just dabbled in the Course in Miracles because Kennedy Schultz, who I got my training from, was down on the Course in Miracles.
Why?
Because it teaches guilt. If you keep going, it teaches guilt. Now, so, anyway, in Course in Miracles, the thing that I like the most about Course in Miracles is the idea that it says, choose. Life is choosing. And then if you don't like what you chose, choose again. That's all the Course in Miracles is. Choose and choose again. But we get caught in all that stuff, don't we? You made your choice, now you must stop. You must do that, you know? You made your bed, now you must lie in it. I grew up with all that craziness. Absolute, total hogwash. We do not need that in our life. What we need to be told is that we are wonderful human beings and that this mind of ours is an absolute wonder machine. It will do anything that you tell it to do, and it'll figure out a way to do it for you. It'll figure out a way to do it for you. I tell people, you know, they want something like a new car or something, but they look at the price and they say, oh, I can't afford that. This mind can afford anything, it can do anything, and if you put that into mind, your mind will figure out a way to make it come true. You can't do that, but mind can. Mind can do that for you. And we never let out spirit. Spirit can always do for you what you cannot do. It can find your right place and put you in it. Spirit can find your right place and put you in it. And that's what people want to know. People want to know, am I doing the right thing? Am I saying the right thing? Am I in my right place? Now, here again, you have to make up your mind that you're always in the right place, doing the right thing and saying the right thing. You must always know that. I'm in the right place. I'm in my right place. I'm here in this room tonight because something brought me here. You see? You're always there. And then you leave all that stuff go and you just go on with your life. You see? And you go, oh, I'm doing all right here. And you are doing all right. We're all doing all right. So continue to do all right. But don't let your mind take you down some horrible, horrible path that you don't need to do. Years ago, I used to tell people, your mind is like a bad neighborhood. Don't go into it alone. That's it. Your mind is like a bad neighborhood. Don't go into it alone. Get somebody to help you so that you don't fall into that horrible mind trap that's out there. The mind, has your mind ever made you feel really good? But it certainly has made you feel bad, hasn't it? Yes. So now we have to train our mind to make us feel good. Good about ourselves, good about life. and good about all the stuff that's going on now. If it's the spirituality, whatever it is, I do not know. I knew that there are, I forget how many denominations there are on this planet, religious denominations, 100 and some, I believe. We do not have to join any of those things. We can be our own selves. And we do not have to belong to a church or any of those things. So many people think that through affiliation they'll find salvation. First of all, you never need salvation. You've done nothing wrong that would cause you to need salvation. That's one of those telemarketers or televangelists to tell you there's something wrong with you. And why they're telling you that, they say, please send us money. You know?
And we'll pray for you.
And we'll pray for you. So, do it for yourself, people. Learn to become a witness to your own thinking. My mind is doing this, this, and this. Do I want it to do this, this, and this? You have to make that choice. And then you change your thinking. You change your thinking. A wonderful, wonderful thing when you realize what your mind is doing to you. And when you can, I look up, and I put my hand here simply, because this is where my mind is witnessing everything. You see? And when I can figure that out, I can change it and make it something wonderful. Make it something wonderful. So, if you take anything else away besides becoming a witness to your own thinking this evening, take away the idea that if I can just be a nice person, I'm home scot-free. You're home scot-free if you're a nice person. And you draw other nice people into your life. See? I know a lot of raunchy people. I don't stay around them. They drive me crazy. I had a board meeting on Saturday. And I was about ready to get up and walk out because I cannot go through that type of consciousness. They were, oh, this is wrong, that is wrong. People are breaking in. I said, who broke in? We have no incidences of people breaking in. None. So why do we want to bring that up? Why do we want that in our consciousness? I'm a great one for going out and not locking the door and all this kind of stuff. Because it's not in my consciousness. I will not allow it in there. I will not witness my mind saying to me, oh, well, you know, everyone's rotten these days and this is going to happen. No, I think everyone is wonderful. I think we're all wonderful, wonderful human beings. And we have to know that. Then change your mind to what you want it to be. You could do it. Learn to think the thought that you want to think. And learn to feel the feeling that you want to feel. And it's wonderful. And so are you, and so am I, and therein's the lesson. Thank you.
Thank you.